USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Officials in Baghdad say at least 27 people have been killed and 46 have been injured after a pair of oxygen tanks exploded, causing a massive hospital fire. Many of the patients at that hospital in southeastern Baghdad were being treated for COVID-19. Reuters reports that the fire began in an intensive care unit and that Iraqi civil authorities were able to rescue 90 of the 120 patients at the hospital. And Louisiana State Senator Troy Carter has won a special election to represent the state's 2nd congressional district. Carter, the Democratic minority leader of the Louisiana State Senate, defeated fellow Democrat State Senator Karen Carter Peterson 55% to 45% to serve the remainder of former Congressman Cedric Richmond's term. The seat representing most of New Orleans was vacated when Richmond stepped down in January to lead the White House's Office of Public Engagement. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Senate Republicans unveiled a counterproposal to President Biden's more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan, proposing a nearly $600 billion package that's limited to physical infrastructure like roads, bridges, and broadband. That's in contrast to some of the measures in the president's plan, like caregiving for the elderly, manufacturing, and others. Congressman Jason Smith says Democrats and Republicans should be able to agree on a plan that pays for physical infrastructure projects. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News that the GOP senator's proposal does just that without an extra burden on the working class.
This proposal that just recently came out in the Senate is about infrastructure. It is about roads and bridges. And, you know, Republicans and Democrats should be able to work together in making sure that we fix our crumbling roads and bridges. But we definitely don't need to do it at the expense of the working class. And that is what we have to pay attention to. The proposal that Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer brought forward will be a spending boondoggle at the expense of working class. And we can't have that.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Tragic news from Indonesia's Navy, as they say their missing submarine has sunk. Wendy King has the details.
Indonesia's Navy said it found debris from their lost submarine. This indicates the vessel with 53 people aboard sank in a very deep area of the Bali Sea. Search crews have been looking for the German-made submarine, the Nangola, since it went missing Wednesday about 60 miles just north of Bali. It was descending to conduct torpedo drills, but it was built to withstand a pressure of up to 500 meters. But sonar indicated it sank to a depth of 850 meters. The investigation concluded that the submarine had imploded and cracked under the pressure exerted from the depth. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
An abortion bill in Florida meant to protect fetuses with disabilities gets approval. Mike Fortier has that story.
A bill passing the Florida House Friday makes it illegal to have an abortion if the only reason for doing so is because the fetus shows signs of a disability. The disabilities the bill covers include Down syndrome, disfigurement, and mental illness. Supporters of HB 1221 say children with disabilities can still lead full, meaningful lives. Opponents question the government's role in a woman's reproductive decisions. The bill's future is uncertain, though, as the state Senate has no hearing set. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.